Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, well, hello, the internet, and welcome to a very special episode, season 82, episode 4 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio, and you know what this is. It's a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared unconsciousness, or maybe consciousness, and officially off the rip, you know how we do. We always say fuck Coke Industries and fuck Fox News, because that is not what we're about. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2019. My name is Miles Gray, a.k.a. Where is my Laura Loomer? Where is my Alex Jones? Me and Jack keep recording, but where have all the Proud Boys gone? I can't really do that falsetto part, but shout out to Christy Yamaguchi Main at Crispy Meme Donut for that Paula Cole, a.k.a. And I am very pleased to be joined by, you know how we do it. Got a guest co-host today because Jack is out in the wilderness still trying to find those Crocs with the really cool American flags on them. So I am thrilled to be joined by the scam goddess herself, Miss Lacey Mosley.
Hey, it's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Childish Scambino, a.k.a. Scamala Anderson. shout out to Strange Lyco and Charlie Two Bags for those a.k.a.s. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, today we have a very special episode.
Yes.
This is different. We have someone very special to build. Okay. I don't know how to describe her. Let's just go through the titles. You might know her as the Breaker of Shades, First of Her Name, Halalisi, Mother of Dragons, and overall just talent, podcast host, an amazing individual. Please welcome Shangela.
What? Hallelujah. Hallelujah is in the building, a.k.a. Halalisi.
There you go. Yes. I'm glad I was able to give you that name. And I've been writing the whole time. I go, I hope Shangela remembers me because we worked on this project years ago.
Come on, Vanity Fair.
Let me let you know something. I saw you at the Golden Globes. I was off my face. And I think it was walking towards a Netflix party. I saw you and I go, Shangela.
And I'm sure I turned around and said, Hallelujah.
Yeah, you said you did it very gracefully. You're like, and you're like, that motherfucker drunk. And I kept it moving.
That was Miles' intro to Shangela. Remember that one time I had yelled at you? Remember? I was wasted?
Yeah, remember? Probably a very big night for you.
Remember when the security had came for me and they was like, get that man out of here?
I was like, we did a video talking about drag slang. She called me her trade. So yeah.
Ooh, that sounds about right. Yeah. Everything sounds fairly accurate.
I'll bring up the photos. You'll be like, oh, it was you.
That's my turn.
Right. Okay. And then that's when they tackled you. Okay. Okay.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, so you have a restraining order. Well, look, Shanza, we are going to get to know you much better in a moment. But first, we're going to let people know what we're talking about today. You know, Lacey put me on to a little bit of a scam of a parent who was very distraught after their Mercedes-Benz went missing and the way they solved that problem. We're also going to talk about Apple getting into a little bit of a mess with the Supreme Court. Elizabeth Warren saying nah to Fox News. Some disturbing new laws that might go into effect in the state of Alabama, as well as, you know, young people talking to Netflix saying don't take away our shows because we will walk. And a few other scams since we have Lacey here. And some Game of Thrones talk because I know Shangela is also about them thrones just like we are. But before all that, Shangela, can you tell us something from your search history that is a little revealing about who you are?
From my search history, I would say that something I like to tell people that I'm originally from a town called Paris, Texas.
We got two Texans
in
here.
I'm from Texas.
Where are you from?
I was born in Terrell.
I know Terrell, Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's by Waco.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Jamie Foxx is also from.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is also. My mom went to school with him.
Oh my gosh, come through, Lacey. I love that. Well, Paris is in the northeast of Texas, about 2.5 hours from Terrell, Texas. And a lot of people don't know that I'm from that small town. They think, you know, I know y'all think I'm French, but this accent is country. As hell from Texas.
Yeah. Do most people, like, what is the big thing in Paris, aside from you coming out of Paris?
Well, you know, there's also an Eiffel Tower.
Oh, there
in
is?
In Paris, yeah, but it has a huge red cowboy hat on the top of it. You can Google this. Look at the images. There is. I've taken many pictures in front of it. Also, everyone always, when I say I'm from Paris, Texas, they go, oh, there was a movie about that. But no one's ever seen the movie. But yes, there was a movie made called Paris, Texas.
Are you going to make the new Paris is Burning?
You know what? After watching Game of Thrones, I think I might have to.
Right.
What do you think is something that is overrated?
Overrated. Something that is overrated. I mean, can we go with underrated? That would be me. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I would say something that's overrated. Eating dinner with a large group of people. I think that's a little overrated. Like, you want to take everybody to dinner, but you really can't connect and have conversations with everybody at the table.
Right.
And then when the check comes, you go through that whole, like, split the bill drama. You know, it's overrated. Just take one person, two people. A four-person table is good for a conversation. More than four,
over four,
overrated.
It's just screaming.
It's too much, honey.
What do you do when the bill comes? Because what I like to do is I
go
act
to the
like
bathroom.
It didn't come. Yeah. I'm like, look up at the ceiling like,
Yo, I hate that. I used to waitress, so when the bill would come, there was always one hot shot person who would be like, oh, I got it.
And
then they would, like, not tip me at all.
Oh, for real?
No.
Yes, yes.
I waited tables for 3 days. I had a job at a place in Texas called Papado Restaurant.
Well,
Ponch Train Sauce in the building.
Excuse me, but the menu was so big to learn.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was like, so I made it 3 days, enough to join they had a softball team. And I was like, I want to join. So I joined that. But then also you had to roll silverware. And rolling silverware is a hard part of it. A shout out to all the servers out there. Y'all do your thing, okay? Because not only do you bring food, but a lot of times you have to roll silverware. Mm-hmm. I want to work at a place of chopsticks. Just
right.
Do that. Because silverware, you have to do. It was so much. It was
right.
So much work.
What was the best job you had that wasn't being you?
Best job that I ever had would be, I used to be an after-school program for like leader for like 6-year-olds.
Okay.
So it was super fun because basically all I did after school was play with them for 3 hours.
Because
they really didn't have like real homework. They'd be like, can you draw this line? Yes.
Right.
And then you're done.
Like, which one's a square?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
You better
very
do
good.
That, Johnny. Come on, let's go to the playground.
What do you think is something that is underrated aside from you? And your performance in The Star Is Born.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so
much.
That's
so good.
I would say what's underrated is, I'm super into it, and some people that I talk to are not as into it as I am, but Scandal was one of the best shows to ever hit television, ever. And I know that later on in the seasons that people started, like, falling off, but I stuck through all the way to the very end. And I will go back sometimes when I have free time, and I'll just watch, like, episodes over again and be like, okay, y'all had turned it. And then recently, I just met, and please, Lord, don't let me mess up this man's name, Guillermo... I was about to say Del Toro, and I don't think that's right. But anyhow, he played Huck.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic and amazing. And I totally like, and I'm sorry I'm butchering your name. You deserve way better than
this. Oh, Guillermo Diaz.
Yes, Diaz. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. I said Del Toro. Excuse me.
Oh, right. Right. Yes. I remember he was battling and shaking. Yes. And Olivia came up to him and yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You remember 852. 852. Yes, 852. 852. There was 752. 752. 752. Okay, this is scandal stuff. See, you don't know this, Lacey.
No, I do know this. I'm letting
you speak.
Oh, my
gosh, yes.
Listen.
Oh,
I'm listening to you. Okay,
because she's letting you, yeah,
looked
she's
at
letting
me
you hold
like
court right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. When he was shaking down at the train station.
See,
I
like
know,
you.
Yes.
See,
mm-hmm.
We all
scandal
know.
Put me onto the government and they tricks. You know what I mean?
B613 is a lie.
It is. It's real.
Thank you. True.
Wouldn't you, for you, okay, so you stuck all the way through because around the time when Olivia got kidnapped.
I knew it.
And there was that whole auction going on. That was when I was like, they were trying me in that season. And then I stuck around for the next one. And then I was like, what happened?
They did try to turn Olivia into the Mad Queen. If I could just go there with a Daenerys similarity. But you know what? Olivia Pope represented something, I think, not just for, like, women, mm-hmm. but also African-American women. And for me, as a gay African-American drag queen watching, I just love to see a person who looked or had a similar background to me in a position of power like that in Washington, D.C., and especially during a time that Obama was also in the White House, mm-hmm. and you had scandal. I was like, okay, we are tearing stuff up here.
Right.
She was running things. Right. And I want to be the next Olivia Pope. I got a million white coats.
Yeah,
you got
right?
coats and bags?
Thank
you got
bags.
That's all you need.
Oh, because she had bags.
That bag would be right there in that
and
arm.
And red wine. Book. How's your red wine game, though?
Oh, the DuVernay.
Oh.
You mean the DuVernay?
Wow. I will watch my place then. And finally, what's a myth, Shangela? What is something people get wrong that you know to be? Or what is some people think they think is true that you know to be wrong? It could be anything.
I was going to say that I can't sew, but that's actually true. So I would say something that people think that's a myth is that...
Is there something that you constantly find people realizing that's not true about drag or something they didn't know?
Yeah, that drag takes like 20 seconds. thankfully I work as an actor a lot now and just working in period. And people will say like, okay, so how long do you need to get changed and dressed?
Yeah.
And I'll say, well, it'd be nice to have a good, comfortable 3 hours. That's from like shower to be able to walk out of the door, fully padded, hair done, everything.
Yeah.
They're like, 3 hours?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 30 minutes because they watch Drag Race
right.
and on Drag Race,
just
it's like,
they
like
cut
that,
it
right?
together.
Yeah, and the girls are having conversations and going through drama. Next thing you know, they're ready for the stage. And that is not how it works.
So are those moments even about 3 hours, 2 hours maybe on the show?
Yeah, well, they give us... It's flexible because they'll say, like, ladies, okay, you have 2.5 hours today to get ready for the runway. And then they'll come in, like, ladies, 45 minutes. And you're like, wait a second. Now, we know we ain't got no watches up in here.
Right.
Because it's like being in a Vegas casino. There are no clocks on the walls.
Oh, wow.
You don't have a phone because they take all your access to outside world. So no phones, no computers, no nothing that
TV
would have a time
anything.
Clock.
Gotcha.
On
right.
So you don't know timing. So you're like, I know damn well that it ain't been no hour and a half right now. Hold up.
Do people ever, did it ever get there like that where people were like, I want to see proof that it was that time?
Well, yeah, I think that some of us, I think in coming back for later seasons like All Stars, mm-hmm. you start to be like, okay, now I've been here. Well, for Shange, I've been here 3 times already.
Right.
But I've been here before and... certain points, you're like, I want to be my best on the main stage.
Yeah.
I understand we have a time limit, but come on. I know that wasn't 2 hours. So I'm going to have to, can I speak to somebody, please?
Right.
Can I speak to y'all's manager?
Not to get this full geesh on, no.
Yes, thank you. You better know something.
Turns into Karen and asks to speak to the manager.
With the Bluetooth headset in?
I would put on the other wig and be the manager. Okay,
yeah.
Y'all know the manager wig.
Oh, shit. All right, let's get into the stories of the day just off the rip. Lacey, you asked me, like, did you hear about that dad who called the police and said the child was abducted to get their car back? And I said, what?
Yes.
What? Well, just what? What happened? What is going on?
So they actually don't have the man's name listed, which was so disappointing to me because I want to, like, follow him on Instagram. I want to, like, be his best friend. But basically, the Oakland Police Department and the California Highway Patrol issued an Amber Alert notifying the media on their social media accounts and everything to help find a 3-year-old girl. And this girl is cute. This little girl is very cute. I will be looking for her. But early Sunday, not that I don't look for y'all ugly kids.
Wait, weren't you against Amber Alerts?
Listen, don't.
You're like, I turn them shits off.
Don't do that. Yeah, I turn my Amber Alerts off, okay?
But you turned them back on. I remember. Didn't you say you turned them back on?
Yeah, I turned them back on. For all intents and purposes, for the court of public opinion, I turned my Amber Alerts back on.
Okay.
And I'm looking for every Rachel and Tiffany.
And
I'm
Taylor,
looking for all of them. But basically, so the girls, early Sunday, the officers arrested the girl's father on suspicion of making a fake police report. According to the Oakland police, the man told officers his daughter was kidnapped so that they would find his stolen car more quickly.
Wait, so the whole... Oh, so his thing was like, I think someone stole my daughter with my car?
So he basically knew his car got stolen. And he was like, if I report my car stolen, like, the police just about to be asleep. They about to be eating donuts, you know what
right.
I mean, kicking it. But if I say, like, my cute little daughter in the car, then they'll actually look for the car more quickly. It's a gray Mercedes-Benz. I mean, it's an okay car. Someone commented and was like,
new
Mercedes isn't even foreign no more. That's a citizen.
Which body style?
It looked like a C-Class, to be honest.
Oh,
it don't even really look like something.
Did it have a car seat, though?
Ooh, I truly do not know the answer to that. I feel like there was probably nothing in the car that was indicative of his daughter being there. So,
That's a bold move. If I was a dad, I don't know if I could play around like with my daughter's safety, even knowing she's fine, to be like, oh, she's kidnapped.
Right. It worked, though. They got the car back.
What? Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh, is that when they're like, where's the kid at? And they're
like,
what?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, I just
then
boosted
this like,
car.
Then he was like, oh, damn, here she is right here. That's so crazy.
Wait, she in a room?
Oh. See, that's one of those lies that you can't even try to cover up later. Like, what was he thinking the long game was on this? Like, okay, I'm going to get the car back. They're going to come in and be like, oh, we didn't get your daughter. They're going to be like, okay, well, at least I got my car. Thank y'all so much.
Right.
Y'all have a great afternoon. Yeah.
Thank
okay?
you. And then close the door and lock it.
Look
come
at the
on,
people.
Come on, TT.
I think they're still here. Shit.
And she's like, Daddy, can I come out the closet now?
Shut up. What the fuck did I say?
Daddy, I want some juice.
I'll take you in the Mercedes in a minute.
Oh. Yeah, he didn't think that went all the way through. He truly didn't. But now he's facing felony charges.
Damn.
Wait, what is the charge? Just a
filing a fake police report.
I mean, and even that, like a fake missing child.
Yeah,
because I'm sure a lot of police resources, the second they say a child is missing.
Oh, yeah, they go into full action. The child is so cute, so I know they were looking extra hard for her.
If you were the police chief, you would be like, let me see the photo first.
I'm just saying, that's a photo that you put that on the news. People are like, oh, yes, we got to find that one.
Yeah, we have a bias towards.
They don't put all the girls don't make it to the news, honey, okay? Only the real lookers with the promising futures. But
well,
which is
please,
trash.
Please, if I ever go missing, put a nice photo up of me. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Have me looking cute.
Should we just use your Twitter avatar? Which photo would you like to prefer? Just officially, in case you do go missing, we can have an agreed upon photo that we put out there for
whichever
you.
Whichever one, just make sure there's nice lighting.
Okay.
Because that can always alter a photo. You ever take a photo and you're like, I knew I looked good, but damn.
Right.
The lighting got me together.
Yeah.
And
the one time, I think I took a selfie when I used to do production. I was like, yeah, let me get this selfie real quick. I'm like, this is dramatic. And I didn't know I had cheeks.
I tell everybody, turn toward, you always want to put the light behind the camera, baby. Put that sun, even if you have to squint, that's going to be okay. You put the light behind the camera and you'll get a lovely photo.
Beautiful. You don't want to be blown out. The last thing I want to say is I'm kind of upset that they didn't release his name because I want to help this man. I want to link him up with whoever Justice people are, you know, who got him off for the same charge.
Wow.
Look, it's not right.
Yeah.
So listen, if you want to adjust these people out there, you hear this. Y'all go help my mans out in Oakland.
I'm not going to touch that one. Let's move on to Apple, who is in a bit of a, I don't know, trouble, I guess, because developers are suing Apple, right?
Yeah.
Saying that the App Store is like a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you make an app, they get their cut. And
30%.
Damn. And you're at the will of the Apple Store or the App Store to do whatever you have to do. And because of that, they have to raise prices. And they're saying, look, it's a racket. And then on top of that, it's hurting the consumer because now the consumer has to eat the price of their commission. And this whole thing was going on back and forth in the Supreme Court. And essentially, the Supreme Court basically said, okay, well, I think consumers can sue Apple, actually.
Yeah.
We believe that this case does mean that the pricing and the way the App Store is structured negatively affects the consumer.
Right.
Now, Lacey, you just wrote this as you can sue Apple for charging you in the App Store.
Yeah, that's exactly what I read. like what you just surmised, what I read was, I can sue Apple.
Yeah, I guess.
Listen, I was personally Vistamized.
Vistamized, uh-huh. Because you were using Windows Vista.
Yeah, okay. You were Vistamized. I was victimized by Tim Apple. By Tim Apple himself.
Vistamization. Well, look, so... You know, the decision wasn't necessarily one that was like, there are any punitive damages. It just basically says, okay, well, a lawsuit could go forward in a lower court now.
Right.
And, you know, on one side, the plaintiffs might say, like, look, what we're going to say is that, you know, because I have to raise my prices, what are we going to do? Apple doesn't know what their, I don't know. There are a lot of people trying to figure out what the counter argument could be. It could just be that they might just say, all right, fine, we'll take a smaller cut to try and dead the case. Maybe there'll be some kind of settlement.
Yeah, settlement.
Do we all get... Have you ever gotten one of those letters that's like, Verizon has recently made a settlement. You may be up for a dividend. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I never get the check.
Right. I don't either. I think you must have to be really persistent about getting your cut of those coins.
Well, the one time I got it was because I bought like... It was like for the first PlayStation or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that like I was entitled to... I'm not even joking, like $4.86 or something like that. And it was just like,
that's almost a coffee.
I would collect my check.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I was like 16 at the time. So I was like,
$4.
Yeah. So you had to, all you had to do was like just fill out this stub and send it in. Mm. And then a check came like 8 weeks later.
That's so much
for $4.86.
It is. It is. But you know what? Small checks matter.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Because, you know, and working in, sometimes if you get a job, like even a little role on like a little show, mm-hmm. you get a residual check. And I've gotten a check for 8 cents once. And I was like, bitch, that's more money. I'm going to spend more money in gas going to the bank to drop this check in. But I was like, you know what? Because Jennifer Lewis told me this, good friend Jennifer Lewis. She said, when I see an 8 cent check, I see $8,000. Ooh. And I was like, well, when you cash it, though, that ain't what they say.
Yeah, I don't think that's
definitely
the thing.
8 cents.
Yeah, I don't even know if the bank will give you 8 cents.
She's a visionary. You see, a visionary. Yeah.
But it's about, you know, that's about manifesting. You know what I mean? You use that to give yourself the feeling of $8,000, and then you allow the universe to give you that $8,000. It's not about the check. It's not about the amount of the check. It's about the mindset you're in. You know,
tuning your
radio antenna to the frequency of abundance.
Miles has on a headset now. This has become a TED
Talk. And I'm walking around, and I'm asking you to please send money to my Venmo for more secrets, because I can show you how to look rich on Instagram. those checks. Oh, there is a bar though in LA called Maeve's Residuals, where if you bring in a check for less than $1, they used to give you a free drink at the bar.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how they used to help working actors.
In San Fernando Valley.
Yes.
Or get them drunk.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, all I get are these U5 rolls, man.
Right.
I'm trying to get something featured.
Then you might need to keep that little check. It was a 5-4 decision. And basically what they're saying is, if you own an iPhone, that you could be eligible to sue Apple. Which I was like, I've been in the iGang for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Apple does not want to go to court and have their business looked at in a legal context anytime, because it will always reek of some kind of near monopoly. So I think their best bet is to just figure out how to make this case go away.
Right.
And I think a lot of people just think, I think it's just going to be changing the commission levels to try and keep the developers from saying like, okay, fine.
Right.
They're not, I guess you're not gouging us. But
I would also love a retroactive iTunes gift card for my own personal victimization.
Reparation.
Vistamization.
Mm-hmm. Vistamization. I'm going to show up to court with a neck brace on.
What's that from? It's like,
these apps were so expensive that my neck.
I didn't realize how much money I would spend on Facetune. So, Shangela, you said the iTunes store does this too with music?
Yes. Like, when music used to be 99 cents, mm-hmm. we'd upload a song. Please buy my song, Working Girl Professional, currently on iTunes along with others. But that being said, sold a song for 99 cents, 30 cents of that went to iTunes immediately.
That's crazy.
And then you make 70 cents. But if you wrote the song with anyone or you produced it with anyone, then another percentage of that money goes to someone else. So a lot of artists, if you don't write your own music or you produce your own music, you end up giving little pieces and chunks. You ain't got nothing left.
Right. Yeah. That's why Nipsey was a visionary. He was like, I'm not giving any of the publishing of any of my music to anybody. Because that's what ends up happening is, you get cut up 9 ways by the label, your representation, all that.
Right.
And you got an 8 cent check.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how the 8 cent check happened.
And that's how you can go get a drink in LA.
Right, exactly.
Well, Shangela, come with me to court. Bring some crutches. Ooh. Bring some crutches and we're going to sue Apple.
Baby, I have seen Judge Mathis, Judge Judy. I can go to
Judge
court.
Hatchet.
I can help you. Oh, Hatchet. Yeah. Oh, Lord. I even knew Judge Maybelline, okay?
Judge Maybelline.
Remember Judge Maybelline? When Judge Maybelline left the gig because they wouldn't buy her no wigs?
What?
Yes.
Wait, what judge
Maybelline was the head of, was it divorce court? She's a fabulous African-American judge lady, strong-willed, okay? So Judge Maybelline used to be behind the judges.
Yeah.
What was it for?
It was divorce court.
Divorce court.
But before, it was Judge Lynn Toler. That's right. Okay,
yes.
Then it became Lynn
so
Toler.
So she
right.
took over divorce court. Or she was divorce court lady, right?
Right.
And in Judge Maybelline's renewal contract, she wanted them to pay for her hair.
Yeah.
She was like, I need wigs. And they were like, we ain't paying for your wigs. And she was like, I'm out.
That's a crazy thing to leave on. Judge Judy gets like $20 million an episode, and they wouldn't give my sis Maybelline a wig.
They sure wouldn't give it. They wouldn't pay for her hair.
That's true.
They're like,
right.
Fine, it's not going to be real hair, though. And she was like,
she's like, we'll give you synthetic.
She was like, where's the lace?
Yeah.
Where's the lace?
Where's the lace?
Justice for Maybelline.
Is this Virgin Remy? Then
no,
I'm out.
Maybelline wasn't getting no Virgin Remy.
No, definitely not. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Gosh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right, and we are back. So, Elizabeth Warren. Now, we saw like about a month or two ago, Bernie Sanders went on Fox News to do a town hall. And that was a lot of people were like, damn. He got a lot of them to cheer for a lot of his policies. Granted, I'm sure there were a lot of Bernie supporters in that audience.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Elizabeth Warren was recently offered the opportunity to also have a town hall on the network, but she gave it a hard pass. And as she says, I mean, for good reason, she says, quote, "I love town halls. I've done more than 70 since January, and I'm glad to have a television audience be a part of them. Fox News has invited me to do a town hall, but I'm turning them down, and here's why. Fox News is a hate-for-profit racket that gives a megaphone to racists and conspiracists. It's designed to turn us against each other, risking life and death consequences, to provide cover for the corruption that's rotting our government and hollowing out our middle class."
Ooh.
Okay. I think that's a pretty sound description of what's going on at Fox News. A hate-for-profit racket. And I think that's pretty fair assessment. I mean, because on one hand, I do like the idea of her being able to get her ideas in front of an audience who already has their mind made up about her that could actually maybe soften them.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, a lot of her argument is also that if she goes on there, that would make Fox's ad salespeople be like, you see, this is a safe place to buy ads because we have Elizabeth Warren on. It's not a controversial person. And that's what, you know, we all know money runs everything.
Exactly.
And the boycotts that have hit Fox have actually been like the most effective in terms of them trying to change up the kind of people they put on or the kind of bullshit that they air on the airwaves. So, you know, I like that logic, but it's hard. Sometimes it's like, I'm like, damn, but can we be idealistic? Cause we're living in hell already. But you know what, you know, do your thing, Elizabeth Warren. Cause I would like, it would be great if that hate for profit racket, like label stuck to Fox. Especially when you consider on the daily basis the kind of shit that comes out about people and, you know, keeping us more and more divided.
I'm glad she did this. I think that if she'd gone on there, it would have maybe bolstered ad sales for the network. And they're trash. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad that they're finally receiving some kind of punishment for the just reckless things that they've been doing. And also, what would this town hall really be if it was run by and shot by Fox? Like, who there was really open-minded?
Yeah.
Well, who's there trying to have their mind changed?
I think it's probably a mix, just like the Bernie one was, right? Because you'd think on one hand, if it's Fox News or whatever, like, everybody in the audience is going to be of a certain, you know, political bend.
Yeah.
But I think in this case, I mean, I think if people hear, Elizabeth Warren's going to speak there, you'll have, you know, in equal numbers, probably more people who are actually want to see her.
Right.
And maybe some people who want to heckle.
Right. Well, I feel like they would be like, you know what? I'm going to show up for my girl because I feel like she's not going to get any love. So a lot of people will come. And plus, I don't think they want an audience that would totally be against her. But I'm also with Elizabeth Warren. I agree with you guys because, you know, sometimes we have to take a stand against businesses that don't support the communities or the ideals that we support.
Right.
And I agree that it would be great for her to get in front of an audience that may not agree with her to kind of change their minds. But honestly, if they're going to get their minds changed, they may click over to another network where she's going to be. If they're interested to hear what Elizabeth Warren has to say and are even open to her ideas, because sometimes you can be talking to people that don't agree with you and they don't even listen. Their mind is already made up and that whole thing. And I think that her not supporting that particular business, it's like, you know, when we don't sometimes eat at organizations that support organizations that don't put money into the gay community or support other organizations that
you
are
just say
against
Chick-fil-A.
The gay community. That's one. But however, you know, I even know gay people that work for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I know a ton.
So it's hard to but I know they do give a huge amount of money to faith-based organizations that do not support LGBTQ issues in our community. So it's hard sometimes, though, but I like the fact that she stood up on this. Now, that could be one reason, or the other reason, she'd be like, bitch, I ain't got time to write no speech. I ain't going because, you know.
Yeah.
I've already done 70 town halls.
I told y'all.
I've hit the pavement. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Tell them I don't want to go because I don't like hate speech. Tell them that. Yeah.
But I think just in general, it is a good strategy to just always hit these companies in the wallet because that's really the only way people end up giving a fuck.
Right.
As we found out, if when you fuck with people's money, it doesn't even matter if the things are fucking racism, abortion rights, global warming. It's when their fucking checkbook is hit. They're like, oh, maybe I do care now.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? But all that? Okay. Anyway, but that's just how the world goes. Now let's move on to Alabama, a state where just I'm praying for you guys because it's tough out there.
Especially
with the people you have in your state government. So the Alabama Senate just passed a bill that would ban abortions from the moment of conception.
Like,
why do you even call it a ban on abortions? Just say there are no abortions allowed in the state. Don't be like, well, from the moment of conception.
Because otherwise, what? I'm getting an abortion on no fetus? Like,
right. I don't know. But I think that's
you know how women are. They love their abortions. They're just getting them all the time, right. Even if they're not pregnant. Yeah.
Like, right. And like this, a 2-for-1 abortion.
Right. Yeah.
This one
they
is.
They gave me two, so I'm just going to use both.
It's similar to the one that passed in Georgia. I mean, like, you know, this one won't necessarily punish people who seek the abortions, but the doctors who administer them could face up to 99 years in prison. And
what?
The only exceptions that are being made for an abortion are when the mother's life is actually at risk. Not okay. Even rape or incest.
Wait, walk me back through this one more time. Alabama just passed a law that says that abortions are illegal.
From the moment of conception.
Yes.
Well, when else?
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. But, which is already
so. Huh? So they just banned abortions, but isn't there like federally...
Yeah.
Can't they not do that?
Well, see, okay, because of Roe versus Wade, that established certain reproductive rights. The whole point of all these bills, even in Georgia and even Alabama, Missouri, wherever, there are many of these laws going to affect Texas. The whole point, just to get to the Supreme Court, to get them to overturn Roe versus Wade. Because those are the things that people are going to sue on the base of. They're like, this is unconstitutional.
Right.
But then they're going to keep arguing that to the court where now we have Supreme Court justices like Brett Kavanaugh Gorsuch. Who are very conservative. They're Catholic, pro-life, you know, people. And the whole point, you know, a lot of the that's why the judge stacking from Trump and the conservatives is very
so
dangerous
concerning.
Because it's just meant to be like, well, obviously this law is on its face absurd, but that's the point because we just need to get it to the Supreme Court so we can make a bigger argument to just say, oh, you know, maybe we don't need to protect abortion rights. And that's what all this shit is. And that's why it's even more, it just feels so disgusting. Especially when you have, like, I mean, a lot of the times before, a lot of pro-life people would pretend like, well, of course, in the case of a rape or incest, we would make an exception. But even when you look at this, a rapist wouldn't even look at 99 years in prison.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
A rapist wouldn't look at any time in prison in most of these states.
Right. And when you hear, right, so the few Democrats that were in Alabama were saying, like, this is bullshit. And one of them, State Senator Roger Smitherman, asked what would happen under the bill to a young girl who was the victim of incest and found out she was pregnant. And one of the Republican state senators said that he hoped that the bill would result in young women learning to seek physical and mental help quickly if they are abused. And this was his quote. What I hope is if we pass this bill that all young ladies would be educated by their parents, their guardians, that should a situation occur like this, you need to get help. You need to do it immediately. Then also they can get justice in the situation. If they wait, justice delayed is justice denied.
You know what this is? This really bothers me because I'm also from the South. I'm from Texas. Mm-hmm. And this just reminds, and I'm from a small town, okay, Paris, Texas, we talked about that. It just reminds me of those situations where some people feel they have the right to tell others how to live their lives, number one, and also feel that they are just living this pristine right way in which everyone else should just fold under. I believe in a woman's right to choose. You know, it's your body. You know the situation best. You and your doctor, you do that. But there are these people, especially in places like Alabama, unfortunately, but they're all over the country,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're all over the world. And they're radical, and they just feel like they know the right way. And because these people, a lot of them are elected into government positions, they feel like they have to please their masses. Number one, they may also think like this personally.
Yeah.
But then because they have constituents that also they rely on for votes in order to support their way of life and who they become.
And donors,
and that
too.
Kind of thing. And donors. And especially in a place like Alabama where the majority possibly could feel this way in their community, then it's just not right.
Yeah.
And what do you do? And, you know, it's great that people like these Democrats are standing up and saying, yeah, this is some bullshit.
Yeah.
And they're just going to run it all the way to the top. But y'all ain't got nothing else to do.
Right.
Literally.
Nothing else to do but sit here and wonder who put their penis inside of me and let a semen come out and if I want to have my baby or not. That's what you have time to
and
think
you're
about.
Not going to take care of the baby and the government's not going to take care of those kids.
Yeah.
Foster kids, the likelihood of them going to prison is it's extremely higher than obviously kids who were raised in even a single parent home. Also, like, there's not a lot of help for these kids when they leave the foster system. I volunteered recently at the Hollywood Food Co. and they work in partnership with the Salvation Army, and they have kids come out of foster care, and at 18 they're allowed to stay at the Salvation Army houses for a year and a half a year and a half.
That's it.
That's it.
And then they're like, then you're out on
And
your
can own. You imagine at 18?
You have no support.
No, and they are learning like how to make their bed, how to be a roommate, how to apply for a job, like all the things that you got to learn because you had parents who wanted to have you.
Right.
And like, it's just like, you're not going to take care of these kids once they're alive. So why are you so concerned with when they get here?
Yeah. And just with the Georgia bill, it just makes women stay property, basically.
Yeah.
You have no agency. They are going to decide what is, the state decides what is best for you. And if you exercise agency over your own body, then you will go to jail.
Boy, men hate women. Ooh, yeah. They hate us.
Well, you know what? Another bill they're considering, and this is not a joke, is that so rape victims who falsely report a rape would go to prison for 10 years and also pay their rapist legal bills if they press charges against their assailant and they are not convicted.
What the actual fuck?
That is another bill that's happening.
Like, it's
but
crazy.
It hasn't been voted on. This is a thing that is being proposed. Like, people are out here saying, like, what about this idea? Now, the abortion bill it got through the Senate. It will go to the governor's desk, and Governor Kay Ivey is not sure if she's going to sign it because
Who is a female governor,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right. And you'd hope with a lot of people saying, we will boycott the shit out of this state.
Sis, don't do this. Don't make us have to show up at your office with these hands.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah.
With these hands and this semen still in my body. Excuse me. Hello. I want to talk to Kay. I just had conception.
Right.
Right now. I just had conception. Out in the back parking lot. This is the man. Me and him just had conception. And I want to talk to Kay. Kay, you going to take care of this baby? Take care of your baby, Kay.
Oh, man. Well, let's move on to something a little bit lighter. I know y'all like a scam.
Oh, yeah.
I know you love a scam.
Oh, adore a scam.
Because, look, there's nothing higher than a scam. And I don't know if this is a scam or just some bullshit for rich people.
Yes.
But I've just read about some shit, $143.93 bottle of water.
Ooh, delish.
That comes from a 15,000-year-old North Atlantic iceberg in Canada.
Historic.
But you get it at Sam's Club.
Oh, local.
Now, I don't know. There's also apparently in Japan, there's a $616 per liter Juul water from Japan. And I got to tell my mom's side of the family, yo, we got to get it together. Like, what is that? But according to an Arctic researcher who like has seen the water from like icebergs or these glaciers, says that the glacier water tastes, quote, about as clean as anything can taste. Now, I don't know how the fuck you would know that.
Right.
Like, you know when you drink water that has a taste to it.
Right.
Most water, you're like, okay.
I guess you don't know until you slurp it on that glacier water. You know, is it like the water from the Water Boy? You know, remember the Water Boy?
Oh,
he had that little tiny thing of Water Boy from the glacier.
from Alaskan, this glacier water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Boucher with the glacier water. Damn, I wonder if Fairuza Balk is also hawking that like she did in the movie. That's a deep cut for people
That's
who forget Fairuza
cut.
Balk from The Craft is also in the Water Boy. I would love to know. Maybe we should go in on a bottle. Maybe we could
go in on a bottle of water.
Yeah, we could split a bottle three ways.
Right.
Yeah, seven.
I mean, I'm not trying to pay that much.
I mean,
only for a sip.
How much is it again?
$143.93.
Oh, come on. That's nothing. We pay more for bottles in the club.
I will not. Now, let me tell you something.
So
we forget, though, when we drink the bottles in the club, we forget how much we pay for it if the bottle is really good.
Right. Because
it got you full. But a bottle of water, you know what I think? Is if you're going to charge, there are lots of things that are priced and you go, now I would never.
Right.
But if people want to sell it for that and somebody can afford it and they want to be a fool and spend $600 on some water, get your life. But it's like when I pass like certain luxury items in a store and I'm just like, they want you to buy this raggedy sequin fabric 3-yard dress for $1,200. Bitch, I can have 18 dresses. Let me call Ophelia down the street who I know who sews and let me go get this fabric. No, it's just for, you know, if it's for those who want that lovely glacier water, get your life. But I will sit over here with the Dasani and I'll be just fine.
Oh, Dasani. Woo.
As you pick up a bottle of Fiji.
Right.
You better shut up. Yeah. I'm talking about checks.
I imagine this is the water that like Oprah probably like waters her orchards with.
Oh,
there's probably
course.
Something nicer that she's drinking.
Yeah, she has access to shit we don't even know about. Yet.
But hey, this water could do wonders for you. What this water could have your skin clear.
See, now you're
this water
it.
Got
go.
Your boyfriend texting you back. Like, you know what I mean?
If I see you sponsor this water on your Instagram page and do hashtag ad, I'm gonna be so mad at you.
Listen, I'm about to tell y'all how this water changed my life.
Flat tummy tea.
Yeah. Oh. Flat tummy glacier water.
Glacier water.
Jamila be coming for you.
Oh yes,
you don't want
I pray
that smoke.
For the day that Jamila drags me on anything.
What's a thing that you felt the worst about spending on that felt like over the top, like a luxury item that you felt like I could have went with the regular thing?
I mean, I've paid for some air before.
What?
Yeah.
I paid, like an oxygen bar, you mean?
Yeah, I did like a little $100 okay. for some air.
Whoa! $100 yeah. for like oxygen therapy?
Yeah.
Or were you at like the Las Vegas airport?
No, I was at the Las Vegas airport.
Yeah, I knew it.
At that one weird aqua thing when everyone puts a...
Yeah, when they rub you.
That is a fucking
when
scam.
You got up, when you got up, I hope that you turned to the left and sang Toni Braxton, breathe again.
I did. How's it to leave with no air? Okay.
What about you, Shangela?
Sunglasses.
Oh, okay. Well,
that makes sense, here's the deal. Because I would see like a pair in this, and I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I really want those. I'm gonna spend money on those. These are like Gucci, blah blah." And then I lose them. I lose sunglasses and watches like nobody's business. Like,
same.
As you can see, I'm not wearing a watch today.
Right.
I buy cheap sunglasses now because I lose them, I drop them, I break them. It's just. And then it hurts me so much when I've spent money on something and I leave them like on the plane. Like I took some. I'm still sad about this. I had a good pair of good Gucci's. I mean, they were good. I spent a good. Well, you know, mama's got checks here and there.
Yeah,
so I spent about, you know, $400 or $500 on these sunglasses. I was like, oh, I'm laying up in Ibiza. I'm going to be lovely. I got on the plane, took them off. I should have put them in the case and put them in my backpack. I put them on that little seat pocket. You know, hung them on the outside.
I lost my passport like that.
Yeah. What?
I did the same shit. I left a passport on a plane because I got off and I left it in the seat pocket and then I left.
Why would you put your passport in the seat
pocket? Don't worry
about
it, man.
Anyway.
I was 17 and fucked up when I got on the plane. So.
Minor details he left out.
Well, I was sober. I was just asleep. I woke up in the days like, oh shit, we got to switch planes. And I left and I remember I didn't realize it until I got off the next plane and was like,
like trying to get off.
Yeah. And I tried calling, but honey, when you sit, that was back in the day, I used to sit in basic economy. They ain't trying to look for your shit in basic economy. Yeah. You sitting in first, you in 4D, they're going to look for your stuff
in
4D.
No, you called and they had the sunglasses on. Yeah. They was like,
the cleaning
no.
crew just came by. I haven't seen them sweeping
by
you.
We're going to let you know if we find them. We will.
See, and Shangela, that's how I know you're still grounded because you still feel the pain of those sunglasses.
Oh, I do.
I would have knew you flew off into the flyness and the skyness if you were just like, meh, whatever. And I got a new pair when I got to Ibiza.
Wrong girl.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Netflix. And all these streaming services that are happening. So Disney announced they basically have full control of Hulu now. If you don't remember, when Disney bought Fox, they run like 25% of the movie industry right now.
Right.
Because they own Marvel. They own all this shit. They own all these properties now. The Simpsons, just every Star Wars, everything is now under the Disney umbrella. And with Hulu now being under their operational control, like they are making moves, as
now,
they say.
Now, wait a damn minute. Hmm. Isn't Disney coming out with their own streaming service?
Yes.
And they bought Hulu.
Well,
and
yeah.
And now they want my black ass to pay for another streaming service when they own the other streaming service and they can just stream all the stuff through that service.
Mm. Yeah, well, look, that's how they get people on their Disney Plus. They spent a lot of money on that Disney Plus thing. Well, see, now this is where it gets interesting. So Netflix, right? They have a lot of licensed content. They have stuff from Fox. They have stuff from everybody that's just on there. And a lot of these people, when like the NBCs and the Disneys of the world had said, we're doing our own streaming services, that means shows like The Office and Friends will be leaving Netflix. Stuff like Avengers, Moana, all that stuff is going to go to the Disney one. And then Netflix is going to be kind of like, oh, we got all these 900 originals you can't keep up with. We have those. Now, this is an interesting stat. The Office and Friends are some of Netflix's most watched shows. In 2018, people watched 52 billion minutes and 32 billion minutes, respectively, of these shows. Now, there was a survey done asking people, like, what happens when they leave? Now, May 2nd to 5th, Hollywood Reporter poll found that among Netflix subscribers aged 18 to 29, 49% of them would cancel Netflix if The Office or Friends and Marvel and Disney content were all removed from the service.
Yeah, you like stream The Office or Friends like in the background while you're doing other shit.
I mean, and also too, like 18 to 29, nobody's paying for Netflix.
You know what? That's right. I'm using my mom and Netflix.
Let's be real. And so a lot of analysts have said that, like, you know, a lot of people don't go to Netflix just for one show, so they might be good. But I watch a lot of those shows. Just passively, too.
Right.
So I don't know, but also I don't pay for Netflix.
I love
still.
The millennials.
Wait a minute, how do y'all not pay for Netflix?
Because my mama pay for Netflix.
Oh, so you one of the five.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, actually, there's four of us. Yeah.
Oh, all the tiles? Like, you have your own account on there?
Yeah, I have my own tile.
Oh, look at you.
Uh-huh, yes. That's good.
Well, that's because my mama didn't want me messing up her stream. She was like, I stopped right here. You going to start watching right here.
And I'm living off my mom, too. But that's because she works for the Hollywood Foreign Press, and she just gets that shit for free. So I'm not trying to put my mom out, okay?
Yeah.
I actually treat my mom very well.
I love that we tried to flex on Netflix, though. Like, we're all leaving. They're like, y'all gonna pay anyway.
Get your ass out of here.
That's like when I tried to flex on my bank back in my poorer days. I was like, I've been in Bank of America for 10 years. I'm leaving. They said, where would you like us to send this $73, sis?
That used to really work, though. That used to really work. You'd be like, transfer me to cancellations.
Right.
And then they transfer you. Be like, transfer me back to customer service, please.
Y'all were supposed to really cancel.
Right. Yeah. That should always work, though, with the cable company. Because, you know, you'd always get that introductory deal that only lasted for the year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then suddenly that bill came on the 13th month. You're like, why my internet just double? And then all you had to do is be like, I'm about to leave. And that used to work until, like, when Spectrum and Charter and Cox and all them shit became one fucking thing.
Conglomerate.
That's when I remember I tried to do it and they're like, okay. And I was like, and I'm like, it's a monopoly.
Right. It will still work with Sirius though.
Oh, Sirius
XM? Sirius, right?
No, we are not the opposite of Sirius. We are $3.99.
I was like, Mom, you still have Sirius? Because she got it free when she got her car.
Her car, right.
I was like, it's been 3 months. Are you paying $20 a month for this? She was like, uh-uh. I call them, told them I believe it every 3 months and they give me back to $5 again. I'm like,
wow. Yes. Okay, that's a good hack.
They start to know who you are.
do you watch Netflix a lot?
I do.
What's your shows?
Okay, so Netflix right now. I just finished watching Special because I'm going to be interviewing Ryan Connolly on my podcast later on today, actually.
So
I binged all 8 episodes. They're 20-minute episodes. It's really good. And then I will go to Netflix. Dear White People is now on there. I watch that. I watch movies like Hello, I'm in Hurricane Bianca 1, Hurricane Bianca 2, and an animated show called Super Drags. On Netflix.
Yes.
I love those. Just plugging myself.
There you go.
But in addition, like, I just like to watch old Scandal episodes for sure.
Right. Is the whole series now on there?
All seasons.
All right. Maybe I'll power through those last two.
Yeah. No, you really can. And even House of Cards, which is on there, I love. But, you know, this conversation reminded me, I was supposed to cancel Hulu. And they still taking money out of my account. I forgot because I have, you know, I was signed up to watch some show. I think back when, before I had access to On Demand, RuPaul's Drag Race used to come on Hulu on VH1 couple days later. Mm-hmm. So I would log in to do that. But then I was like, I'll just watch it for a season. I'm going to cancel it. I got to go.
Yeah.
I forgot to cancel my program.
Shangela's leaving right now.
Yeah. I'm making a note. I think about, though, would I pay for the NBC one? Would I pay for the Disney one? Because I do want to watch The Office.
I'm exhausted.
And I only own the first 3 seasons on DVD.
I'm exhausted and I don't even pay for Netflix.
Yeah, you are. I was going to say, girl, wait a second.
They call us striminals. They call us striminals. Streaming criminals.
Oh, my God.
I'll be a striminal till I die.
I know you will.
And this is it's trash because I work in TV. Right. I'm about to plug my shit, but
the
be like, don't steal
like,
my
yeah.
shit, though. But like, I pay a lot on Hulu because I have live TV, which who would have ever thought that live TV would become a luxury? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? You should just have a cable for that joint.
Yeah.
But I pay for live TV and I pay for HBO and I pay for no commercials.
Right.
So I'm giving, you know, Hulu a coin. So.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, when we cut our cables and shit and we end up paying so much with all these streaming services, like we're pretty much back to the same shit.
Yeah, I'm going to invent cable again.
There you go.
See, she's smart. I like her. I like you, Lacey.
It's called Cable.
All right, well, let's ideate on that during the break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. Hi. Hello. How are you? How are we? We good?
We're okay, so good.
Just checking in. Oh,
so good.
There we go. Thank you.
My bad.
We always. Damn, Lacey, last time didn't we do Fugees?
Yes.
The spontaneous singing when you're in the building. The Texas energy is big.
I messed that one up though. Shangela looked at me like,
I did. She said, this moment's so good. I was like.
When you get acknowledged by Beyonce, like Shangela has, you have to come correct
every
time.
That GLAAD Awards performance. Oh my God.
Oh, thank
you. So good.
Girl, I was like, nobody tell me. Just let me go out here and do it. I just don't want to be nervous. And then everyone right before I went out kept going, she sat in her seat. She's out there. She's out there. Just so you know. She's on the left. Just so you know, she's out there.
She's
out there. Yeah. No pressure.
Yeah. No, no pressure at all.
I mean, it didn't look like pressure. You killed it.
No.
You know, it was a great
moment. The stamina. I got tired by the end. I was like, whoo. Still going.
Girl,
yes.
The spirit of Beyonce had come upon me, girl. I was excited. They said, just don't go in her direction, though, because Julius might tackle you. I said, okay.
But I mean, I would like that. Julius is fine.
Fine. And in person, fine.
Ooh,
come on, climb this mountain, fine.
Yes.
Ooh. Well, our Game of Thrones bit is later. We're going to come out later. Well, I want to check in with Britney Spears because, you know, for a long time there was this whole, like, what's going on with Britney? Is she – obviously she was under that conservatorship and a lot of people were, you know, theorizing that maybe she was not really making the decisions. Obviously, legally, she can't being under that conservatorship. But when she went into the mental health facility, people were like, what is going on? Her Instagram is weird. Like, what is happening? So we found out, like, in a court proceeding that she was basically saying, like, my father made me go there, and I did not feel I had to be there. So that was giving a little bit of credence to the host's theory from Britney's Instagram,
right?
Who were talking about this for a while. Shout out to them for really blowing that thing open. But now, recently, her manager, Larry Rudolph, longtime manager, says that maybe she might be done, like, performing for a while.
Her manager said that?
Yeah, Larry. Well, her longtime man, like Larry Rudolph, not the Sam Luffy guy.
Not the person
like,
who she's
sue.
Currently working
no, no,
with.
No, no, no. Like the dude who was around like from the beginning.
Oh, okay. So he's no longer getting a Britney coin is what you're saying.
No, he's like one of those people who's like, look, I'm always here for you. Like, and I've always been there, but like, stuff's going on.
I thought he was her active manager. I was like, that seems anti-intuitive to be like, I mean, counterintuitive.
I think he does on some level, and I'm based on this quote, he must be involved because this is what he told TMZ. He says, quote, as the person who guides her career based on the information I and all of the professionals who work with her are being told on a need-to-know basis, from what I have gathered, it's clear to me she should not be going back to do this Vegas residency, not in the near future and possibly never again. He said he claims that, or I'm sure he's, I think, telling the truth. He said that Spears called him, quote, every day last summer, excited to tour, and currently she hasn't called him in months. She clearly doesn't want to perform now. And he said, I don't want her to work again until she's ready physically, mentally, and passionately. If that time never comes again, it will never come again. I have no desire or ability to make her work again. I am only here for her when she wants to work. And if she ever does want to work again, I'm here to tell her if it's a good idea or a bad idea. So, wow. I mean, I knew something was going on, but not to the point where, from people that I had, like, did you any of you see the Vegas residency?
Yes.
So one thing I heard consistently was people felt that it was Britney, but she wasn't really the same Britney, or at least giving the same type of performance. Did you sense that as
a
fan?
I didn't get to see it live.
Gotcha.
I actually lived in Vegas for about 8 months in 2016, doing a residency of my own right next door at Paris. Uh-huh. And I have a lot of friends who dance with Britney, and I would watch all the videos because I love seeing them and I love seeing the show. I would get, you know, people saying like, oh, she's dialing it in, it wasn't as fantastic. But if you're a Britney fan, you live for the concert
because
it's a production. But here's my thing. If Britney never wants to work again, good for Britney.
She gave everybody.
Because she's given us almost
so
her
much.
Entire life, y'all. She was a Disney kid. She went from that into being a pop superstar around the world. Britney Spears is a legendary name that people know all around the world. And she has kids. She has two, right?
Yeah,
the two kids with Kevin.
Right, two boys.
Right, the K-Fed kids.
And honestly, she's pretty much worked their entire lives. And not to say that women don't work, you know, their entire kids' life. But like, when you're a performer, it's kind of like round the and a pop star and a celebrity, it's round the clock. And if she wanted to just check out and move to Bulgaria and be like, just me and my boys going to do our thing, she has given us, I feel, everything that she needed to
give
us.
I don't begrudge her anybody saying, I'm done doing this thing.
And she got the checks.
Right.
Yeah. And she made $43 million last year.
And she had to pay a lot to Kevin. Like, I think they ended up, she had to pay more to K-Fed when she got the Vegas residency because she started making more money. And he has custody of the children. I mean, I look at Britney like how I look at Mariah Carey. And that's no shade. But it's that if I've watched Mariah Carey get up on stage and phone in a whole performance, and I lived. I was like, yes, y'all better lift her arm. Like, she better not do nothing on this stage. I love it. So if Britney wants to continue performing, and it is just like, hey, I'm here.
If she wants, by all means.
Now, I don't.
But I don't know if she does.
But I don't want her to
that
be
hurts
sick.
Me.
I don't want her to be
half-assed up there.
That hurts
unwell.
Me. Yeah, I agree with you there. But if she wants to, I hate going to a performance and somebody dials it in. It just like, I'm like, bitch, I gave you my good coins to come up here and see. Now, I went to Mariah too, and I loved her because I knew all the hits and I sang them more. The lady sitting next to me was like, bitch, I paid her, not you. So that being said, I would hate to see someone dial it in. So if she doesn't want to do it, don't do it.
But
what I would hate is if she didn't want to do it and just did it.
Yeah,
and then we go there and we're like, where's the party? I mean, you go see Gaga. Oh, she's in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving you 1,000% from start to finish. And that's what I want to see on stage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, Britney, we're here for you.
We are. We're always here for you.
Free Britney.
Yeah. I mean, she might be.
But for real, that's a new t-shirt right there.
But really, would y'all want to have, I mean, honestly, I think about it, and sometimes even making decisions on what to eat for dinner, I'm like, it's too much to think about.
Yeah.
To have someone, and especially your father, someone who you trust, handling everything for you, I'd be like, all right, it's cool.
Yeah, but then there's like, you know, from what I was reading and hearing in that Britney's Instagram podcast, there was a lot going on too where it seemed like he was making deals on her behalf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
That she didn't even know was happening. And then what happened for this? We just did a perfume, like an Estee Lauder deal fell apart because she didn't really know.
Yeah.
And then when they went to court, they were like, oh, well, she doesn't know. And then they're like, well, then how can you even legally enter a like, what?
Right.
They're like, the person we thought we were, what? So there was clearly other things going on. I'm sure that more of that will come to light as the story develops.
Yeah, you know those parents of big celebrities, you always have to watch out. Yeah.
Amy Winehouse. Did you ever see the Amy documentary? That was hurtful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's do a quick check for some shade around the internet.
Hello.
So Paris Hilton was on Watch What Happens Live. And, you know, she played the Plead the Fifth game. And she had an interesting moment when it was asked, when she was asked about Lindsay Lohan, because, you know, that beef is kind of simmering. So let's just hear this Paris Hilton shade turned up to the extreme.
Paris, you've recently said that you never want Lindsay Lohan's name spoken in the same sentence as yours. Paris, say three nice things about Lindsay Lohan.
She's beyond.
Okay, one. That's a pretty nice one to say that she's beyond.
Lame and embarrassing.
Okay, all right.
She's beyond lame and embarrassing.
Oh my God, we just went back to 2003.
Yeah,
we're in a time capsule.
Wow,
to where either of these people?
Yeah, when
relevant.
That beef happened, wow.
Y'all know what? I'm sorry, but that sounds like some. We don't know the story. I'm telling you right now, there is a story
behind that.
A certain number of people know something, because a girl that'll hold on to a grudge for that long over, you know, what we saw was just some BS.
It
was,
what was the version that we thought it was according to the tabloids?
I truly do not know. They used to all just go to the club and like put their coochies out to the paparazzi on the way, and they were friends, and then they stopped being friends.
I think it is a boy. It's got to be a boy. Y'all know what it was, because she started calling her fire crotch, and they were like laughing about it.
Yeah.
And so Lindsay was like, "Yo, why you calling me fire crotch?" And she was like, "You know what happened?" And it was a boy. Y'all know why do girls usually get over other girls? It's a boy,
right?
Either you took my makeup. No, they can't even get over you stole my makeup. It was a boy. Trust
yeah,
me.
I don't. Yeah,
it has to be, because I can't think of anything else. I didn't have any business ventures together. Like,
yeah,
this was back when Paris was like relevant and hot was the thing. Yep. And
then last year Paris called her a pathological liar.
Boy, it was a boy.
The only thing is,
and then there's a video from 2006 unhinged. That came out of Lohan calling Hilton the C word.
Ooh. Nancy.
Crackhead.
Yep.
I mean, Lindsay's unwell, though. She's been out here.
Yeah,
just...
no. I mean, if you saw Lohan's Beach Club.
I have not watched Lohan's Beach Club.
But I always root for Lindsay's return.
Yeah, I was fine. It was Lohan's Beach Club was just a mess, because the people who fucking worked at that beach club did not have their shit together. It was like these toxic bros who like worked in Vegas and like, I smashed every waitress in Vegas, dude. I'm like the top bottle service guy in town. He's like, now I'm crushing it in fucking Mykonos with Lindsay.
Oh, God.
And like, but all, it was crazy. All the dudes who were like these sort of, you know, buff sort of bottle service type guys, they all had the same backstory. It was like, when I was a teenager, people thought I was ugly. And it was like the toxic glow up basically was the theme throughout many of these people's backstories. Anyway, next piece. Recently, the Congressional Black Caucus said the dream ticket for the next presidential election will be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, I don't agree with that for many reasons, and I go over that all the time, because we don't need Obama's grandpa to be the president again. We have people who are actually trying to solve problems in this country and not just run off of brand recognition and familiarity. So recently, Kamala Harris was asked, hey, like, what do you think about that? You know, the Congressional Black Caucus, like all these Congress people said, like, that would be the dream ticket. And yo, Kamala Harris came with it.
Uh-oh.
I think that, sure, if people want to speculate about running mates, I encourage that, because I think that Joe Biden would be a great running mate. As vice president, he's proven that he knows how to do the job. There's certainly a lot of other candidates that would make for me a very viable and interesting vice president.
Wow. So before it was Kamala would be the vice president, and she just said, oh, I would love for him to be the vice president.
No, he's very great at being number two.
Yeah, you know? He knows his place. It's yeah.
I just, y'all not gonna sit up here and disrespect me. I'm running for president.
Yeah, right.
Ain't she running for president?
Yes.
Yes.
That's like if you show up to a job interview and they're like, yes, we would love to hire you as a server. Bitch, I came here for the manager position.
Right.
Like, you saw my resume, yeah. Right? So
right.
Y'all just gonna put me in the back with the silverware rolling it again. Okay, love it.
Okay, well, I'm about to spit in the poncho train sauce. Okay, now, Game of Thrones. Let's get into it. Y'all,
James just sat up.
Yeah, wow. Look, if you guys are still not caught up, shame on you.
Shame
just
on
skip
you.
To the end where you'll get the other really good information. But if you're here for it, then let's continue. Now, I just want to lead off this segment with a bit of news that I found out, which is there is a petition on change.org right now that has over 16,000 signatures of people demanding HBO remake this season, quote, with competent writers. And I mean,
change.org.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we are looking for more signatures, y'all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I will sign. I will sign this evening.
I'm sure HBO would love to reinvest the just ridiculous amounts of money they were putting into the season. Be like, oh, okay, man, because 16,000 of y'all were noisy enough.
D&D. They have been so smart. Have you watched their like recaps after the episodes?
Sometimes
too?
And sometimes, yeah.
They swear they so smart. They swear they so deep. I'm like, they're like, so really, what we did with Daenerys this season is we wanted to take her arc from basically regular bitch to crazy bitch, and we did that in these ways. Like what?
We did it in two scenes. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, their backstories are funny. Like David Benioff's dad, I think, worked at Goldman Sachs and like worked for the Bush administration, and then like. D.B. Weiss was fucking one of the dudes from the Eagles' assistant. Weird ass backstory.
Qualifications.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. But anyway, getting into that. Now, you know, Shangela, you've been talking a lot about Game of Thrones on your podcast. And I one thing that I was really resonating with me is the way Cersei went out.
It was not right.
It wasn't right.
Nope.
Because I needed it to be a whole of a lot more dramatic than that.
It should have been an epic lip sync for your life.
Oh, okay.
Two queens stand before me.
Oh, yes.
That's what you should have. RuPaul come in and be like,
somehow
prior
RuPaul
to tonight.
Just shows up in Westeros. I love it.
And she's like, prior to tonight, the two of you were told to prepare an epic battle. Good luck and don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Right. And then, bitch, let's go.
Yeah.
And they could even do it to this girl is on fire, right?
Because,
you know, Cersei blew up the septum, and Daenerys got the dragon burning shit up. It would have been lovely. They needed a moment together. The fact that Cersei, I'm sorry, spoiler alert, that Cersei got crushed by some rocks.
Yeah.
At the all
mesothelioma killed Cersei.
Yeah.
Rocks?
Rocks?
Drake?
What? I mean...
You mean the ones that built the tomb and the scepter in the rocks?
Rocks?
Yeah. Rocks?
The one who wasn't hiding from the kid, but the kid was hiding from the world?
Rocks?
I don't... Yeah.
I don't know. Part of me felt like this was the only thing that was very Game of Thrones-y. Because you don't often see someone who's like so evil really get what's coming to them. I mean, they did it with Joffrey. They gave us him that slow choke out.
They did. They did it with Ramsay.
Yeah.
Ramsay Bolton.
Well, I guess, Bolton. And then I guess Littlefinger also had his death like.
he just got his throat slit.
He got his throat slit. Yeah.
The Clegane's, the mountain, was thrown with his brother. They had more time in their death than Cersei did.
Yeah, that was the crazy thing. Also, I didn't like that they did this whole love reuniting thing. Like, I think they had built up Jaime's character to be so much more than that. And then they were like, no, he's got to get one last fucking sister.
And also, Euron pulled out of fucking thin air.
Out the water,
he
bro.
He was like, oh, oh shit, it's you. Hey, my man, let's have a knife fight real quick.
Why did they have Euron pull up like Taraji P. Henson did in Acrimony? How did you get off the boat? How did you get to this cove?
Right. At this perfect time.
Yes.
And now you want to fight.
Because I was like, I would have been fine even just with the way it was going if he just got burnt up on the boat.
Done.
Like, fine, whatever.
Euron was done.
It wouldn't have to make sense to me that he somehow pulled
his body.
We
also didn't like Euron that much. Who told everybody that we liked him and that we wanted to see him have an epic death?
I mean, since we do a random stuff, let's just have Yara just show up from the Iron Island and be like, Uncle, I'm here too.
Yeah.
I'm going to whoop your ass. Like,
right.
Really? Like,
yeah, she's like cooking some shit on like the beach with some women. Like, wait, hold on, who the fuck? Oh shit, y'all, hold on, let me put this out.
She over there with a beach ball.
Yeah.
With a beach ball with a face painted on it.
In a bikini.
Yeah.
Oh.
With the sun reflector and a beach chair. And like, oh wait, oh, hold on, let me pack this up because
I
have business.
Oh, it's time for war? We finna fight? Why?
I was waiting on you at the door.
And even the last thing he said, like, I killed Jaime Lannister. Like, what is this? Girl. Since when were you mad at Jaime? What?
Well, I mean, look, Clegane Bowl was, for me, the thing that made it worth watching, because at least I felt I got satisfaction out of the Clegane Bowl.
Wait a minute, but Cersei's exit at the beginning of Clegane Bowl was my favorite
thing.
Oh,
after Qyburn gets his melon split?
Bitch,
yeah.
He had the mountain threw Qyburn right against the wall, like,
yeah.
And then Cersei was like, okay, let me get my purse. I'm going to just get on by y'all. Excuse me.
God bless.
Was so, yeah, it was.
She's like, ooh, my Uber's here.
Yeah, she said, okay, y'all don't want to share Uber.
You know
okay,
they only wait for 2 minutes, then they start charging, so I got to go.
Hey, because She just made herself so small.
Right. She tipped right at the side.
Good for them.
She
were
truly didn't
in.
Even care about her little advisor just being head smashed to smithereens. She was like, that's none of my business. Okay. Yeah.
It was like that in Friday when Red's dad comes, like when he comes to get his bike. He's like, you know, that beach cruiser. And he knocks Red out. And the dad comes up and he's like, you want some Tupac? And the old man's like, no. Walks right off. My grandmama gave me that chain. Well, look. Who is the messiest character, we think, in the whole show?
Varys.
Yep.
All right, agreed. Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Somebody made a meme that was like that, because we don't know what that note that Varys wrote.
All we know is we just saw, like, true heir to the throne.
It said John.
Yeah, it said John. We knew it was a message about that, and then his little birdies were definitely distributing.
I've seen memes on the internet that are like, Daenerys is the nastiest skank bitch I've ever met. Do not trust her. She's a fugly slut.
Totally what he wrote.
Did someone do the note from Jersey Shore? Someone should have done
that's
that.
A good
Dear
one.
Sam, the night at bed when you left, Ron put his face in between a waitress' breasts. That's like the epic note from Jersey Shore.
Bears was so messy. He lived for drama. Yeah. So, you know, he died the way that he lived. That fire, I was like, really, really, Daenerys? You just going to be putting people on fire?
Why did he take his rings off, you think? Because he didn't want them to get fucked. Like, somebody could have them. He didn't want to die with them. He just knew something was coming.
See, I don't know if y'all have ever burned before. But when you're burning, your skin swells. And if you have gold, I'm just making all this up.
I don't know if y'all ever been burned live before by a dragon.
He was like, y'all don't get my good shit.
Right.
Take like, these rings, put these right over here for my little girl, my little bird.
My ash
come back.
Note.
Thank you.
I love that everyone acted so shocked, too. Like Tyrion, everyone, when Daenerys just like the bell stopped ringing and she was like, turn up.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, it's lit.
I mean, she's been doing this for a minute. So, yeah.
Y'all, I knew it was a red. Oh, and you know, I call myself the Daenerys Stormborn of Drag. I still stick by Dany. We got one more episode. Maybe we will see, you know, her come back to her senses. But I will say this. I knew that she had lost it in that first scene when Tyrion walked in the room to check on her. And, you know, her braids have been laid all season long. Bitch, that hair was wreckage. Times two. She had scratched her braids out.
Now, you know what Sandy was keeping them edges laid. Yeah. And
that's what it was.
She's gone.
Surely was.
Yeah. Nobody to braid that hair. Because just come in here, your hair's uneven.
I mean,
you
Danny,
look dusty.
I think they're setting it up for Arya to kill Dany, and it's just so lazy to
me.
I mean, you saw Arya get on her Old Town, her horse, and get on Old Town Road at the end.
She did.
Got the dagger in the back. Got my list in the back.
Like, literally. Plus, like, Dany can't come back from this. But how she come back and like, hey, y'all.
So I know I had got crazy.
Yeah, that was wild or whatever.
That was crazy,
Yeah.
Damn, what happened?
No, listen, my dragon Drogon, he gonna get a broom out here and start sweeping up.
Yeah.
I told him better clean this mess up.
I got an idea. John, why don't we get together and clean this shit up? Yeah.
So who do you think is gonna be on the throne?
Sansa.
I think it might be. I mean, that's been the one where
Sansa's
you're like,
been surviving like a cockroach, and honestly, I live. Sansa was at home taking a smooth nap while Westeros was just getting roasted.
Yeah.
She did. Honestly, I mean.
Bran gonna be her hands.
I do think this. If Jon is alive, like, Jon will not be alive with someone else on the throne.
No.
I believe if Jon is not the king, that's a function of him dying.
Jon also has to die because I'm so tired of him just not realizing how important he is. He'd be out here trying to do hand-to-hand combat with a whole dead army. He was trying to fight a dragon by himself. He got up and started yelling at that joint like, you was just about to die,
Jon. Oh, so you were like, you're a manager. You shouldn't be out here.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what, Brittany? If you don't want to work again, you don't have to.
Right.
That's literally Jon. I'm like,
are you feeling it? No.
Okay. Stay in bed. I see Sansa on the throne, and then I see Bran, like, you know, just dreaming in IMAX next to her as her hand.
I saw there was a meme that said that, like, during the whole fight, Bran is just over here watching an IMAX with his eyes roll back, like,
Like, he's just gonna be next to Sansa, like, some trouble afoot.
Trouble afoot.
Who do you think's gonna be on the throne?
I hope that it is a Jon, and you know what? Maybe it's going to be Biden and Harris. A double ticket. You know, that's Jon and Daenerys. Okay, let them rule together. I don't know who's number two and who's number one, but I think that if they did it together, it'd be nice. But at this point, I'm just like, okay, let's just get to Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's get to Sunday.
This writing has gotten so sloppy. When Danny went the way of bitches be crazy, I honestly, even then, I
was saying this like a few days ago when we were talking about the episode, if they had just moved the death of her second dragon to this episode and made that part of the turn, it would have made more sense at least. Like if they were waiting at the gates and the bells were ringing, and then let's say one of the Drogon or whatever, one of the dragons just got it from the giant ass crossbow.
Right.
And then they're like, well, hold up. The plan was to not burn the shit down. And then you could have seen her been like, did you see what they did to my
child? But y'all, let's not forget, they chopped off Missandei's head in this woman's face.
No, for
sure. They killed one of her children, which were the dragons. Like, I understand that she was like, no, they ring the bells. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'm like, still burning shit down.
and you know, and I don't support the burning of women and children, obviously, but this is fantasy. And,
okay, I'm glad you made that your official point. Yeah. I was curious what your stance was on that.
Yeah, well, you can burn them up until the point of conception. But after conception, you can't burn nobody no more. But, you know, I honestly feel like this is war. And they didn't come to support and help, and I don't think she should have burnt the whole city, but she definitely had the right to go burn the Red Keep. And she had the right to go burn Cersei and kill all of them. I think if she had just left the rest of the townspeople alone, but she was in postpartum depression, y'all. This one was having so she could technically, if we sent her to a therapist and a psychiatrist and they had to diagnose, she was in a state of like, what is it called when you just have a traumatic
temporary
insanity? Yeah, she had temporary insanity.
If it went to court, we might argue that.
Right. She was not the mad queen. She was the temporarily mad queen.
Right.
Yeah, she was just the pissed queen.
Yeah, she's a hell of a piss.
Oh, that wasn't mad. Oh, you don't want to see that.
Well, also, it was crazy to me that she really truly only needed one dragon this whole time, because she got a lot done with that one dragon, and we were getting so scared as they were getting killed. Also, you know those little mazes that you used to do where you take a pencil and you like draw like a little circle back and forth all the way through? That's how she lit up Westeros. Like, she lit it up on some petty shit. She didn't even just fly straight to the Sept and burn that. She was like,
it's like, I was like,
how much fire does a dragon have? Like, I know if I burp, right? There's only so much gas that a person has inside their body. Where is this dragon just regenerating
the
fire?
She gave Drogon some Tabasco sauce and said,
he was like, ha!
Oh, man. All right, well, Shangela, it has been an honor and a privilege to have you here today.
Y'all, thank you so much. I've had so much fun. Oh, so thank you.
And I'm sure the listeners did too. Where can people find you, follow you, you know, plug it up?
Yeah, I'm all up and through. So let's talk about the socials first. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm at It's Shangela, I-T-S Shangela. Also, you can check out my new podcast called Shangela that's currently on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and Spotify. Go check it out over there right now. We have all the Game of Thrones recaps. I call them the She-Cap recaps.
There you go.
And then my first guest for the Shangela podcast is Andy Cohen, and that's coming up super soon. You can check that out online as well.
There you go. We can get to the bottom of what happened with Paris.
And I thank all of you. Oh, I'm going to ask Andy next time. Andy, please.
What is going on?
Well, who was the boy? That's what I want. What was his name?
Yes. Shanzel, is there a tweet that you've been liking?
Yes.
Is there a tweet that you've been enjoying? We'd like to call out a tweet that anything you've seen on social media that you've been enjoying.
Oh, I know exactly which one it is.
Okay.
Recently, Bill Nye tweeted. He retweeted a CNN story that said that NASA plans to put a woman on the moon by 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, "One giant leap for womankind," which is the intro that I say on Ariana's new album, Thank You Next, for song number 3, NASA.
Yes.
I said, this is one small step for woman, one giant leap for womankind. So in my mind, Bill Nye is up there with the Thank You Next album. Like, okay, I live for that.
There
check
you go.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think he owes you a check.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill.
Go, Bill.
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 Bill. Bill. Bill. Bill.
Lacey, what about you?
Ooh.
Where you at?
Okay. So I am Diva Lacey, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, the like. Guys, go to my Instagram if you want to see the trailer for my new show coming out July 10th at 10 p.m. on Pop TV. It's called Florida Girls.
Hey.
It's coming out. I'm so excited. Also, while we were in the studio, a deadline just popped up. The movie that I'm in supporting role called The Wedding Year, starring Sarah Hyland and Tyler J. Williams and Wanda Sykes and a lot of really great people, is going to theaters. It's gonna be the movie theater.
Oh, congrats!
So yeah, keep a lookout for
wait,
the
drop the bomb
year.
For that one.
Come on, yes,
so, yeah, thank you,
and the big screen.
Yes. Also,
we're going to help you get a big check for that one.
My podcast, Scam Goddess, keep an eye out for it. It'll be on Earwolf. It's going to be a weekly show.
Hey.
So super excited for that, too.
Dope. All right.
Awesome.
You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. A tweet I like is from a Reductress that says, 4 calming yoga poses that'll get you just a little horny.
Oh, Lord. Time to get to the downward facing dog. All right, dog.
Here's my tweet. I forgot about it.
Oh, that shit. I forgot about that, too. I was so caught up in the bomb drop, I forgot to ask you your tweet.
When men find the Instagram of a girl they like, they uncover a trove of riches, a delicious bounty, a Shangri-La of beauty. When women find their Man Crush Monday's Instagram, we find nostrils and faux artsy pictures of buildings. I'm fucking sick of it.
Oh, shit. Oh, gosh. Oh, because from low angle shots of himself? Yeah.
That comes from B-Babs.
There you go. You can find us, The Daily Zeitgeist, at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shits for free. We also have a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Thank you. And also the song that we are going to ride out on. And today is a very powerful combination of Texan energy and San Fernando Valley energy.
Yeah. Oh, I like
and
that.
There happens to be a band with that exact same mix of Texas and the San Fernando Valley called Black Pumas. They're really dope. And their song is called Black Moon Rising. And it will definitely get your big toe jumping up in your boot. So we will see you guys tomorrow. Please enjoy because it is a daily show. All right. Take care. Bye.
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 Under the ring songs open. Fire, fire, fire. Ain't nothing new, ain't nothing new. We all have desires. I want you to be my woman, babe. Every time you get dressed in black, you give a grown man. That good Lord will bring you back. You're my sunshine.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.